Blog Talk Radio.
Georgia, South Carolina,
us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conference and turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze.
Once again, it's Sunday night, and we know what that means. It's the Ethiopian World Federation, Kammer Incorporated, the Local 26, the Women's Auxiliary, hosted by the host with the most elegant, the most sweet, the most kind, the most knowledgeable, the most informative host that we have. Watch out, Oprah. Mrs. Sadie Gomez, give a nice hand and welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much, Dr. Robinson, for your very kind introduction and for those big hats that you allow me to fit, and I will do my very best to fit all of them. This is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26, the Woman Auxiliary, coming to you live and alive on this wonderful Sunday evening. You know how we do it on the side of town family. We get together, we have fun, we allow to say what we want, but most important, we speak the truth. What we do, we observe everything, but mostly the things that are normally put under the rug, we gently take them out. We examine them, and sometimes we put them back. This is the news for your family. It's the news, and sometimes we go right into news. We go into scripture. We go into Sunday service. But it's Sadie's Sundays, and it's also your Sundays because it is your show. You are the ones who direct how things go. We have a few topics we want to discuss, and we normally discuss the things that, as I said, is under the rug. But today, we want to reflect upon the Ethiopian World Federation as well. Before we get into our hot topics, we want to thank our wonderful president of the Ethiopian World Federation, Dr. James Winborn. I hope he's on listening tonight, for his vision and seeing this radio show as a wonderful platform for all of the Federation to come and voice their opinions. I would invite you, you know, you come on, sit for a while, sup with us, and you can vent, you can air, you can talk, or you can add to whatever wonderful things are happening. But most important, I invite you all in the Ethiopian World Federation, all the locals, especially the Women Auxiliary of the locals, to feel free to come on, let's sit down and chat for a while, see what's going on, see what's bothering you or what's not bothering you. But for the Federation, it's your radio show hosted by Sadie Gomez, and on behalf of the Woman Auxiliary, as I said, it's everybody's show. But on Sunday evenings, we like to know what's going on, what our topics is going to be like. Dr. Robinson, let me know how the studio audience is looking.
You have a packed house.
Okay, it was a full house. All right, if it was a full house, that's just exactly how we like it. You know what they said, house full, kitchen full, couldn't define a timber full. All right, so here we're going to get right into it. We are having all these people on, and it's a good thing. So as we reflect upon the Federation, we reflect upon the radio show, we see that Local 26 is doing something. We're happy to be out there doing something. Sadie Gomez for the Woman Auxiliary and all the other members of 26, they come forward, they make it work, and we feel proud to know it's been working for more than 6 years. We're going on, it's talk, talk, talk until your face hurts. So tonight, as we speak about the Federation, I want to give a special shout out to Sister Joan of Local 12. It's her Earth Strong. Sister Joan, I don't know if you're listening or you have anyone listening, but shout out to you, Sister Joan, Second Vice President of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, and we salute you, Sister Joan. I would take this time also to congratulate Sister Cheryl of Local 12 as well, President of Local 12, on her wonderful endeavor. I saw the pictures. And, you know, here is where the women can really show up themselves, the men too. But, you know, want to just congratulate these two women of Local 12 and hope that you all are all listening as well. This is Sadie Gomez. You know what we do on this Sunday at the Side of Town Family. But what we want to talk about really today, we want to talk about that plane crash that occurred around the time of the Super Bowl. I want to believe it's the same day. But for my really informed listeners, they will fill us in. So we want to talk about this Nigerian banker, this very rich man, only 58 years old or young. You know, he's trying to make me feel too old at 58. So what we are saying is there goes his wife, his children, in this plane crash. What really happened? This was a really, really rich man. But what is happening over here, the news only gave this man about 30 seconds all that had happened. I don't know why they were trying to sweep that one under the rug, because that one got a real quick sweep under the rug. But today we're pulling that out because we want to look at Super Bowl. We want to talk Super Bowl. What is Super Bowl really? I know apart from the second biggest sacrifice that they gave for the year, you know, oh, say these Sundays, we say these things, Thanksgiving being the very first. But, you know, you'll get your education here on Sundays. That's why you'll come for your slice of Sadie Sundays to keep you alive for the week. But we are seeing Super Bowl. What is Super Bowl really, and how, you know, it goes on with the public? We are even seeing it's dangerous even to go to a Super Bowl parade. People got killed there too. I don't know, but Taylor Swift sent $100,000 to the family that, you know, was taken out on that parade. So I guess if you get killed, you know, you might get a little change here and there from the celebs. But we want to know what is really Super Bowl and how it is brought across and how the celebrities are there to show us with all the subliminal language. We had Usher there, Usher in the New World Order, because, you know, we're about to take a little shift and everything else. I hope you all feel it a little way and try and understand what's going on. We are looking how things are changing, but be wise and decide the tongue. As we continue to see the change, I want to also mention what's happening. Well, let me just bring in a small bit of tragedy. I happened to turn the TV on, just run into it. In Minnesota today, apparently, there was a house call whereby, I guess, domestic troubles, two police and the paramedic was killed trying to solve this problem. So, I mean, you know, sympathy unto the families of these three young people. Their kids were all male. I saw from the TV they were white male. My heart goes out to their wives, their children, their family, for such a tragedy, being killed in the line of duty. Because we need the police to protect us. We do need them as well. So my heart do go out, you know, to them as well. I just happened to see this news. It's happening right now. I don't know what's happening at the house or the standoff, because this is still in progress. I just throw it at you. But all to say, this was happening. But more importantly, what is really happening for us today that we should look forward to for tomorrow, because, you know, you really need to get your 7 o'clock news to know how to transact for your week, because this is not going to make the news, but this is happening. We have truckers that are truckers for Trump. Now, the ex-president Donald Trump, he has some court troubles. They find him a real exorbitant fund of some sort of $355 million, if I'm quoting the figure right, but you know my informed audience will correct me if I'm wrong. But it's way over $300 million that he has to pay back. I don't know who have that kind of money, but I saw Mr. Trump selling some gold sneakers for $500. I'm telling you, those looking real good. I don't know if his name is on it. Those babies might look good on my feet. I'm telling you, it's $500. I'm throwing it out there. I'll sell my size for all people who's interested, but Trump is selling gold sneakers. Straight up, I'm telling you all, it's going to match my clothing. So don't ever say anything bad about my sneakers. But I want to say, most importantly, Trump has truckers standing out for him. and the truckers have decided that they will not be making any deliveries to or from New York starting from Monday. How about that? So no truck is bringing in food, no trucks are taking out food, no trucks are making delivery, and they are truckers for Trump. Until you people overthrow that long sign that you give to Trump, we will not be delivering food. That's a threat. Well, Monday is only tomorrow. We'll see if it's a real threat. But for those who have been listening on, for all the time, I said to you all, stock up on water, people. So I don't want you all to go to the grocery tomorrow and now there's no water, because you all have gotten this lesson 1 month ago. That there's going to be something strange. I said, April is coming. Get your water together. Get your olive oil, because you might have to anoint your doors. And, of course, you all learn it right here on Sadie Sunday. I'm just telling you, don't be laughing at it now, because it's a spiritual Sunday we are doing. And for all that we have gone through, let us not forget the old landmark. For everything that they said that black people have done, and they silently take it and copy it and then work it against us, I'm telling you all, people, when it's April, please anoint your doors. It's going to be a very rough and bumpy ride, and don't say you don't hear it. As a matter of fact, I think you all should do it from the end of March. I'm just telling you all, just so April don't catch you all with anything. You all heard it here. Do what I'm telling you all. But now, the news is telling us, trucks has refused to bring in to New York any goods and to take out of New York any goods. It's a threat. We don't know how real this is, because tomorrow is only a few hours away, so we'll see that by tomorrow. So for my wonderful audience who are there, our topics are there. We are talking about the plane crash. We are talking about what's happening if these truckers, well, not if these truckers, but they have decided already to do so. So Dr. Amundson, let me know who is here, and let us bring them all in.
Okay, great. We have with us the man himself from Saturday night. Get the time here straight, getting old here. And we'll bring him in as well from the Experience and Spiritual Unity and Meditation, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Our regulars are here as well, Ronald Lay. And I've got a special guest as well, you know, Mr. Norman Hargrove. We're going to talk about the great cleaning product, which is environmental friendly and has great financial potential as well. You can make a lot of money with it. And an investment opportunity as well for yourself is Acorn. And so he'll talk about these things as well. So we can bring in Mr. Hargrove and let him tell us some little about some of these products that we have opportunities there.
Okay, Dr. Robinson, we'll give him his chance to talk about this product. I can see that in a hurry.
Okay. Huh?
All right, let me say who else is there, because I do have another guest
okay.
On as well.
So we have 347-499.
You're on the air.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. How is everybody today?
Well, wonderful to hear you, Sister Rebecca Teodos. Sister Rebecca Teodos is a renowned journalist, a very good friend of mine, professional in her department. Sister Rebecca, what do you have for us today?
Well, I heard you introduce the topic of Mr. Herbert Wigwee and his plane crash on the same day of the Super Bowl. What I found out was that why isn't he being given a more meritorious award, service, name calling. He is just like pushed on the side. A man who owns $62.2 million, owns so many assets in Nigeria, have done so much for humanity. And from what one of the journalists was saying to me, also instrumental in the United Nations, he sits on the board of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals Agenda. And up to this day, they have yet to pay him a tribute or to say something about him. It behooves me that, you know, why he just disappeared into oblivion just like that and nobody is really talking about it. And the fact that it happened on the day of the Super Bowl, it arouses a lot of suspicion, a lot of interest, but I don't want to speculate. I don't have all the facts together. I'm still doing my research. I was led into even speaking into some journalist as far as Nigeria. I think he had four children, and it was him, his wife, and the firstborn son who perished in that fatal crash. He also have three other young children, and his father is 89 years old, and his mother is also 87 years old. So they are both alive, and, you know, it's still gossip in Nigeria behind closed doors. People are still talking about it. But as I said earlier, what I would have loved to see is a greater impact in Western media, mainstream media, as to, you know, a little more, a documentary. Somebody should start saying something, or, you know, give him the rights that he deserves, because I don't know why they are pushing it under the carpet. And that's the first point I wanted to make. That the Super Bowl, as you were saying, we have to look at all the trends of the Super Bowl, how the Super Bowl really adds up in the world of suspicion. Taylor Swift, her making her impact. You know, what is in it really for us as, is it something we can look forward to for growth, fulfillment, development in our projects, in our goals? What does the Super Bowl really have to offer us in terms of growth and fulfillment? And, you know, so I really wanted to pose that question as well, for because it's a multi-million dollar marketing program. And when it's on, a lot of we Black people, we are glued to the television screen. You know, we have to build the ratings. But at the end of it, what do we really get from it? How fulfilled are we? Do we benefit? Can we, you know, like, is it a legacy for us? I just wanted to know, like, what is our role as Black people? I mean, the Ethiopian Federation, it's a body that looks forward. It's very precinct in its understanding of philanthropy, humanity, you know, and you know, you guys have a lot of consciousness as that. Being with my good friend Sister Sadie has aroused a lot of consciousness in me. So it's like, what do you guys get from looking at something as the Super Bowl? The other question that she posed was Mr. Trump and his marketing scheme, right? At the end of the day, I don't want to speculate too much on Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump is bigger than I. He's bigger than me and you. And he knows the way out. He knows his exits, and he knows his entrances. And the fact that he was ordered to pay this large amount of money, and he's raising funds by selling a sneaker for $500, New York is exempted. I mean, behind it, the facade, we don't know what is behind it, right? So I'm in Canada right now, so I don't know whether I'm going to be getting one, but I hope to traverse the shores very soon. And Sister Sadie, you were saying something about April, and we should get water because trucks are not getting the food trucks.
Yes, Sister Rebecca, there's a news right now, as you know, on our 7 o'clock news, we pick up everything. So the truckers have decided from tomorrow, Monday, they will not be coming to New York with any goods or leaving New York with any goods. This is a threat they have made, and we have to wait until tomorrow to see how real the threat is. But back to those sneakers, I'm definitely getting one because it's going to match my clothes, I'm telling you.
We have a lot of golden clothes, I know that. Well, I'm in Canada, and I don't know if I can go down to Niagara and pick up one, because I understand that the warehouse in Niagara, the truck will be passing around there, I think, on Wednesday morning. I'm not sure. So I don't know. I've heard that talk before, but as I said, I don't speculate. I don't speak about things that I don't really know lots about. So going back to the truckers, I mean, if it's something that is really going to be in existence, it means that some people are going to be suffering for lack of food, because what the rich people are going to do would be to buy out all the products on the supermarket shelves, and that would leave very little for the people who live from paycheck to paycheck to be able to hoard the food supplies that they would need in the event that something of that nature would take place in New York. But I'm still thinking that, you know, it's just a lot of talking, because I like to see action, and when if it comes to pass, then I would know for sure, you know, that something is really happening. So let's see what happens tomorrow.
Okay, so let's wait and see. So let's see how the next the next caller is going to come on and get his views. So we'll take the next caller, please.
Yes, we got the queen herself, Queen Ola Beatsy. Give a nice hand and welcome her into the studio.
The queen does barely get a chance even to listen to what's been going on.
We welcome you, queen.
Blessings. You were saying something about the truckers, and I barely got a glimpse of it when I came in.
Yes, queen. Tell us as much as you know, because they're planning for tomorrow, Monday, to suspend any service into New York to and from. So how is our food supply going to be affected?
Just like how it was affected the last time, was it?
Well, you know, when you listen, you everybody's supposed to have cases of water by now in your houses.
Okay.
That news came like 1 month ago.
Well, we have had enough false alarms over the past couple of months to make us or force us to go out and purchase. But that's the whole idea as to how they manipulate us. Even if trucks don't run out, don't come in tomorrow, it's going to be a while before we really negatively affected by that decision. But if we panic,
you only have to speak for more minutes, otherwise.
Yes, queen.
If we panic and we run like chickens without heads, that's where we're going to get caught up. You know, our single problem is that we keep striving to abide by certain rules where it comes to survival. Do you know the rules of survival?
Well, here you can teach us a few techniques, sister. We'll learn it right away.
Survival have no laws.
What shall we do then, sis?
Survival has no laws. Do you know what that means? Very simple.
You on your own?
Well, it's got to be done. It's got to be done. It is that simple. When it has to be done, it has to be done. Our problem is we have been pre-programmed from childhood to remember what the commandments say, and remember what this one say, and remember what that one say. And here we are, faced with a whole different set of circumstances and striving to fit square pegs into round holes. It's not going to work. Back in the day, it used to be padlocks. As a matter of fact, it started with horse and staple, okay? Used to hook and put in a padlock. And then they went to padlock with a key. Then they went to combination. From combination, they went to touch numbers. Right now, they are at pass and scan. And we are still fighting with a padlock and a key, thinking that we could get through with this. It doesn't work. It has never worked. Jesus is not coming and interfering in the affairs of men. He never did before. Look at Ukraine, look at Russia, look at the Congo, look at all over. So our wake-up call is to start strategizing as to who our bunkmates, our hillmates, because if you end up having to run into the hills, you got to run with people who at least know how to gather wood for a fire. That's the very least. You got to be able to gather wood for a fire. So our dilemma that we are faced with is that we have been born and bred to be honest and loving and law-abiding and, you know, turn the other cheek and And here we are, staring down the barrel of guns and talking about turning the other cheek. We turn the other cheek, our children turn the other cheek, and by the time we look around, we're all annihilated. We become dinosaurs because they would have effectively wiped us out. So I could only suggest that people begin strategizing ways of coping together. We got to find groups. We got to be able, because you might have relatives. They might be in Atlanta. They might be in Florida. They might be in Rochester. Some might be in California. You can't depend on my family. You got to create a family. You got to create bonds of sisterhood and brotherhood and family that you could rely upon each other. If this one have matches, this one have wood, this one have rice, this one have some flour, this one has some sugar, this one have one grain of garlic, it's going to make a difference. But this is the seriousness of what we are faced with. And we have yet to hear anybody coming with strategic alignment of how are we going to get through this. Everybody is still talking the same thing. Oh, look what they're doing. Look at they're holding up the reparations. They're never going to give it to us. They cannot find, there's no money with the debts they have run up. They don't have money to give to us. Let me say it that way. There's no money that they have that they will willingly give to us. So we are the ones who have to learn how to survive. It is that simple. So start choosing bunkmates.
Queen, I totally agree what you're saying, especially the fact that you're saying about the reparation, because that's a very pleasant dream that a lot of people would have, but I hope they don't wake up when they realize the nightmare it really creates. Because waiting for that handout, it might be waiting forever, as much as they are waiting for the Jesus to come down from the sky, which the things will not be happening anytime soon. So we should know, as black people, the strategizing of what the sisters talk about, you know, and we come here on Sundays to learn and to observe and to know things. But I can't help but force and teach and push that the Ethiopian World Federation at some point in time have to start thinking about a warehouse where we could have water. I mean, maybe we can't have a bunker yet, but at least we could have some kind of food stuff or some kind of sustenance, because as a federation, we got to start thinking of what is coming down before it falls upon us. Because we got our education, and we got to just keep it moving now and be serious and understanding what time it really is. You see, nothing is happening right now. So we think, oh, nothing is happening. They're getting so excited, even paranoid. No, I'm just telling you all, people, I have my foodstuff store up. For those who know me very well, I will be eating for a good 6 months. I'm feeling hungry. So, I mean, you can come by for a plate of food, some people, but I'm just saying water I will not be giving away, because that goes really quickly. So at least let us be real and understanding of the threats and many threats we have gotten. Let us pick out a little bit of wisdom
from that. We cannot store all in one bunker, sir. Let me tell you guys one time. We cannot store all supplies in no one location.
Well, no, because that's not wise to do so.
You understand? Because soon as they get wind of it, one flick of a match, and it's all gone simultaneously. So
just
we
like
got
the
to
Black
start,
Wall Street.
Precisely. So we got to start spreading out. We got to start figuring out where we're going to do these things, who's going to do this, who's going to do that, where it's going to be stored, who's going to hold this, who's going to hold that. And that's, you see, that vetting process that we were just talking about. If you have, if $5.20 people are delinquent with, what else will they be delinquent with?
And well, that's very good, very good point, sis. But I know we are not able to save the majority, but for those who have an ear and can hear, let them hear. And for those who have eyes to see, let them see. We will still have the deaf, dumb, and blind among us. There are some that we will not be able to save. There are some who totally will not believe what's happening. I guess it will just be like the days of Noah and the Ark. You know, they said, oh, my God, here he is building the Ark. I guess 1 year passed, 2 years passed. Oh, there's no rainfall. Nobody's believing. But I'm just telling you all people, it's coming right down. It's coming down drip, 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 drip. But when it hits, at least you all would say, I heard it on the Sadie Sunday show. We should have really paid attention. By that time, I'm just saying, we rather prevention, you know. So let us gather ourselves together, strategize, pass the word around that we, the black people of the world, we have to take responsibility and we got to do something, seeing that this is the umbrella of which to run under. So I leave the floor open for my wonderful listening audience who may want to share in the conversation.
929-586, your mic is open.
Nine two nine five eight six. Welcome to the show. Are you with us?
929. Yes, good evening.
Well, good evening and welcome, brother. Welcome to the Sunday show. You know it's your show.
Yes, yes, yes. First thing about sports, I played until I realized that it was for them to keep the slave in check and keep their pockets rich. These stadiums or these high schools, they get the young black men and white men now from overseas. To come in, the coaches make a lot of money, the owners of the stadiums make a lot of money, and we sit down there and beat each other to death with no benefits. Money, you know, we have absolutely no freedom because if you do something wrong, they'll cut you. You're out of the game. You won't get a warm blanket for that night, you know. And so on. And that's how I think. That's why I'm not that hot on really any sport, you know, though I've played in most of it. The other thing with the crash in our brother in Nigeria, that was a setup, I believe, you know, because anytime there's anybody that's got all this money and is looking to, and head of a bank and looking to do something positive in their country, they always get assassinated. Brother here, John, I believe it was John Johnson or some years ago under Clinton. He was heading all the commercial business in the United States. How come his plane, with all these top CEOs, top line plane vehicle, accidentally runs into a mountain? And we can talk about the leaders, our leaders who have been assassinated, you know, in Africa and here. These were assassinations. They say murders. These were assassinations. And any time that you have somebody that goes against the grain and talk about freedom, the people are ready to follow them, they get assassinated. That's the rule of the day. You know, United States, Russia, France, Britain, you know, and so on. This is the game they play. If they can't rule you or you step out of line, they assassinate you and they put somebody else that they can manipulate. And meanwhile, our people are still starving. We got to get that. We got to understand that game. You know, the truckers, that's not the first time. You know, I grew up in a trucking family. That's not the first time. A couple of months ago was Canada. The United States here, you know, is around the town of Vietnam as well. Now they're fighting against the wars. Now they're fighting against the border. You know, if we don't do something about the border, the immigrants coming in, we're not shipping anything to New York. I think Chicago may be in that, you know, as well. But there's a lot of other things that are going in with all these Chinese, from 420-some-odd Chinese to 420,000 Chinese coming through the border. That sounds to me like an army. It can't be nothing else. You know, so that's what I have to say.
My brother, I just like you to run that part once more concerning the Chinese.
Past 2 years, about 2 years ago, the number of Chinese that were coming through the border were like 400 and something, 425 or something. But now it's 400,000. There's routes that they're taking from South America through Panama, you know, into the United States. And these are armies that are coming in here. These are not people that are looking for jobs. Canada, French, training Chinese, allowing the Chinese to be trained in Canada. These are armies. You know, they're not coming here for jobs.
My brother, I'm so happy that you're able to share this with us. And I want to just let everyone who's listening know that the wealth of wisdom that comes on this Sunday show, because my brother, what you're saying is some really, really important information. I wish it will tickle the ears of those who are listening. They will pass this word on, because what you're saying is just as much as I want you to say, because you're on point with what's about to happen in everything that you have just said.
The public is taken down from the inside. This country is going to be taken down. It's going to be taken down from the inside. It's going to be brother against brother, family against family. And after all that happens and everything else, all these other people are coming in who are military trained.
Yes, my brother. And just to add to what you're saying, you know, just to observe, if we are paying attention to the Ukrainians that came in, let us watch carefully. They are military trained. I ain't see no fat, overweight, nobody within those. I watch some men because I have been hanging around, and I say, these men look like soldiers. Everybody is well built.
Yes.
Well toned and well fit. So I am watching a certain amount of characters that came in within the last 6 months, and I'm telling you, they've been going to the gym. I'm just saying, those men are well built and well trained, and then you see that militant within them, and I'm saying we are being surrounded by soldiers. But
well, it's effectively that China is ensuring that she secures her place in the race. And that is why China is deploying her troops. She's not setting up bases. She's not setting a base per se, but she's setting militarized people. If you look at the Chinese culture, all their young people are trained. We have people who have to be signed up for what they call special reserve, or some stupidness when they reach 18.
All the way down to the police, the slave catchers.
Okay, but at the end of the day, you're signing up for that, but you have no training. You understand? But if you look at the Caucasian population, from their 5-year-olds, they're learning, they're doing firearm training.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this is don't let the Guatemalans or the Chinese or what have you fool you. These people are trained.
Of course.
They are trained. And
but we're not. We're the only sitting ducks in the whole arena.
They're housing in China. They're ghost towns in China because there's no families being produced. You know, they built years ago housing for the expansion of China. And you look at the house, most of them are empty. Lands are vacant. They're tearing buildings down. Even in Japan, they're not having babies over there. They're not having children. It's against the law.
Okay, my brother, thank you so much for this contribution. Dr. Robinson, I know you had someone there with us that wants to talk about a product, about going green. Do we have that caller still on?
Yes, that's a good opportunity because we need, as well as, you know, you guys are talking about, you know, what's going on socially, economically, politically, wars and stuff. We need to make money. We need to have go green, a good environment. And there's a product that is just so wonderful. I know I sent it out to everybody to look at it on their I texted it out to them. But Mr. Hargrove, Norman Hargrove, is a great representative of the product and have experienced it. I'm waiting for my product to come in. I'm going to be using it myself. It's environmental friendly and it's non-toxic, 100% natural. So let me get Mr. Norman Hargrove. And Acorn is an investment opportunity as well. We'll talk about that at the end a little bit. Okay, so Mr. Hargrove is on 912-655, Mr. Hargrove. Norman.
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Norman, and, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. I enjoy talking about the TerraClean as I am using it every day, and it has gone well beyond my expectations for what a product should be. It's all natural, 100% all natural, and it is 100% biodegradable, and it is doing well past what I expected the product to be. I'm not exposing me and my family to chemicals anymore. And TerraClean will be the only product that I would ever use to handle and take care of every task at my home or office or wherever my establishment may be, whether it's a hospital or a restaurant, a school, it don't matter where it's at. It does everything, including windows. Some of the cleanest windows I've ever seen was made by TerraClean. When you receive your TerraClean product, it is it's a heavy duty bottle rating. 32-ounce quart is what most people are buying right now, even though we got other different products on the way. But you can take that 132-ounce bottle of heavy-duty cleaner and create 32 gallons of light-duty cleaner, an ounce per gallon. Ladies and gents, you can wash your floors, your dishes. You can clean your floors down with that, your carpets. You can wipe down walls, all your appliances. You can clean your bathroom. You can do many things with that product. I even replaced my soap, my shampoo. I replaced my shaving cream, and I replaced my toothpaste with the heavy duty cleaner by breaking it down, and it maintains everything in the home, including your bug spray, your flea and tick remover. You can wash your pets with it. It is food and veggie friendly, so you can take all the herbicides, insecticides, pesticides off of whatever you're eating simply by soaking or spraying light-duty TerraClean on those different things. And, you know, when you clean all of that off your fruits and vegetables, they last longer and they taste better. I mean, you can use TerraClean for so many different things. It puts out fires. It was already proven by the formulator of this product that it puts out fires, forest fires. It can clean up rivers. It can clean up lakes and streams and the ocean by taking toxic chemicals and radiation out of those things. I mean, I've seen it put out a gasoline fire, and it won't reignite. You can go to our website, which is www.shopterraclean.com. I'm going to spell it, guys. It's S-H-O-P. Terra is T-E-R-R-A, and clean is K as in kite, L as in Larry, E as in Elwood, E as in Elwood, N as in Norman. That's my name, by the way, guys. But you can take and spray that on a fire or put it on a place in your bathroom. It kills all mold and mildew, and it won't come back because it has an invisible, it leaves behind an invisible barrier that continues to operate and function even though you're not there. This product is not only patented. It's not only patented, guys, but it is trademarked as well. And about 20 years ago, Mr. Bill Gates went to the owner and creator of this product to buy it. And he asked Mr. Gates why he wanted to buy this product. And he said this product crossed so many barriers in the patent world that it was the best patent on the market. Because it not only, like I said, is good for your family and your pet. It's also food grade. It's also pharmaceutical grade. And we're coming with a patented, guys, an approval rating after we pay the FDA bill that shows that we can even talk about this on a medical level. That's how good TerraClean is that it crossed so many barriers. I can't possibly give you the figure of the amount of industries, of different industries that it will affect. Okay, it has a OSHA approval. It has EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, approval. It has the approval of the NSF, and guys, the USDA has approved this also as well. I mean, it takes out old ink stains off of carpet or either clothes. It'll take it right out, guys. And like I said, I brush my teeth with it. Even toothpaste have a poison rating. If you read the back of a toothpaste box, if you swallow too much of it, it will send you to the hospital. I don't have to worry about that anymore because I'm using all-natural cleaning agent called TerraClean, and it does everything, guys, including unstop your sink. It is a degreaser. It is an air freshener and cleaner and oxygenator. Guys, you can put TerraClean in a humidifier and fog your house, and it turns all of your breathing air into 8.5. So when you wash with it, you're going to get the best feeling that, you know, the best feeling I ever had from a cleaner is when I wash with TerraClean. You can wash your dishes. You can clean your clothes. They are, it's chemical-free, guys, so you're not exposing yourself to chemicals. Let me just say this, guys. When you wash your clothes in regular cleaning detergent, guys, when you sweat, and everybody does it, sometimes I wake up and have to throw the covers off of me because I'm sweating. But you know what, guys? That's the perfect time for your pores to open up and the poisons from those different cleaners that you're exposing yourself, whether it be bleach or laundry detergent or Downy softener, guys, you don't need those things anymore because they create a slow death. They seep into your skin on the cellular level and wreak havoc down the road. Maybe the disease that you have, guys, is coming from the cleaners that you say you have faith in. Guys, we don't have to worry about that anymore because TerraClean is good for your water, for your soil, for your heir. The owner of this product proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he can clean up all the air in San Francisco if they just fog TerraClean from a plane. Isn't that awesome, guys? What about the waters in Flint, Michigan? It can clean it up. It cleaned up Lake Mead. Lake Mead in California was cleaned up from all of the stuff, the toxic stuff that we are consuming today by pouring it in the water. 1 gallon of TerraClean will clean up 22,000 gallons of water, whether it has oil or grease in it. It'll turn those things into soap and flush them right out through the system. And then when it gets to its intended target, the water system will clean that up as well. And in the case of stagnant water or dirty water, you can spray TerraClean in it, and it will clean everything that should not be drank out of that water by consuming it with TerraClean. And TerraClean is good for you. And I'm not going to talk about whether it is good for you on the medical level. It's great for you, but, guys, I'm not going to talk about that. It even retards radiation. The owner of this product was using TerraClean when he was going in and out of Area 51. I know we are familiar with Area 51. They detonated a nuclear device, and that device caused so many people to die. But do you know one thing, guys, that even though the owner was going in and out of Area 51, they could not find anything on him. They checked him every day for his radiation content, and it killed everybody else except him that was going out to Area 51. Isn't that awesome? This is a one-stop shop product that you can buy, and you'll never have to buy anything else
again.
What's
the price of the 32 ounce, if you don't mind me asking?
It is $57, but understand this, ma'am, that the product, the 32-ounce quart of heavy-duty cleaner can be stretched, and it makes 32 gallons of light-duty cleaner. Well, you know, light-duty cleaning is what we do around our house mostly anyway. And it kind of works its way out to about 44 cents a quart. You can't even get that in a Dollar General or
so it's essentially one 1 ounce per gallon.
Yes, yes, yes. Clean water produces 32 gallons of light-duty cleaner. You can mop with it. You can clean your carpet with it. You can spray bugs with it. It retards fleas and ticks. It kills any roach or spider. It gets rid of mildew. It does all of that. You can clean your countertops, your table, your glass. The cleanest glass I've ever seen in my life.
Well,
let me
we
say
are
that
going
again.
To charge our brother who has already purchased from you with the responsibility of distributing at least 10 1-ounce caps. Of course, we'll reimburse you. Because it's going to work out to, if the 32 ounces cost, let's say $60, so that's 30 into 60, that's an average of $2 per ounce. So we are going to charge our brother with distributing at least 10 ounces. He's going to make back his $20, and we're going to prove your product before all of us go ahead and purchase it.
I will say this, ma'am. Bill Gates wanted the product, so it's something behind how good TerraClean is. In fact, the product is 33 years old. It has the approval of the NSF, the EPA, the USDA, and OSHA. It must be something. And remember this. One 32-ounce bottle of TerraClean produces 32 gallons of light-duty cleaner, and that is most of our cleaning. And starting next month, we are going to have a TerraClean that's already broken down for washing dishes and clothes. You'll never need another cleaner ever again because TerraClean does everything.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. In as much as you're standing by the testimony of your product, I don't think our brother can use 32 ounces in a relatively short period of time. So that's why my suggestion is before everybody runs out and buys the product, when his order comes in, everybody's going to reimburse him $2 for 1 ounce of the product. They're going to walk with their own gallon bottle of water, and they will use it as suggested, and we will prove the product. There's one guy that I liked, and I thought he was so good, and right about now, somebody else wanted him too. She had him, and trust me, she dumped him. So even Bill Gates wanted it doesn't mean that it's all that. I wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but
okay?
We got to understand,
thing.
Man.
What here's,
you
here's
have to understand.
Thing, but here's another thing we got to keep in mind. The product is online. You go online, you read about the product. These governmental agencies are independent, and you can study. What's happening, what the reason I love the product also, the owner is a billionaire. He don't need money. And he distributing all funds back to people who join and use TerraClean. That means for $50, people, 50 lousy little dollars, which ain't nothing, because y'all spend $300, $200 on nails and hair and other nonsense.
And that's not the way of the Ethiopian World Federation.
But check this out. You get nothing back in return. TerraClean will give you, out of the $50 that you buy one time, you will get $70,000 over a period of months. Okay, because the guy don't need money, and he's a humanitarian, and not only he wants to help the environment, he also want to help people have financial opportunity. Where that means,
so does he have any samples that he's giving out?
The product itself is a sample. I mean, I would myself just give, like, when I get my product, I would give out samples. But I'm saying that the product is good. I heard too many people already talk about this product. I'm waiting to get my product as well. But if you can put TerraClean in your swimming pool and not use chlorine and clean up the swimming pool for all those rich people out there that got swimming pools, and if you can put it in the ocean and it cleans the ocean, my God. Whatever examples do we need? And the fact that the matter is, you come in with $50 as a fundraiser, since we all need money, we're all talking about money, we have organizations, we have programs that we're involved in, we're trying to raise money. It's a great a fundraising opportunity too, because with the $50, after you join with the $50, you would get back over a period of months $70,000. And if you go further, there's other ways you can make more money as well. But I'm just saying, the product itself, to me, is something that is amazing. It's amazing. The fact that you can brush your teeth with it. The fact that you can wash your body with it. The fact that you can clean.
So you've tried it already?
I haven't tried it yet, but people that I know introduced me to the product have tried it. I haven't been able to try it because I'm in a different country, and I'm waiting for the product to get to U.S. and then somebody can send it to me over here in DR. But I'm saying it's enough people already told me that I know personally try the product.
Well, I want
so
to interrupt
you.
So if
it's a
multi-level marketing company.
First of all, you got to understand that this product is 33 years old. It don't have to have the approval of anyone. It's already been tried and proven and tested, and we know it works. You just found out about it, but that product is over 33 years old. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dr. Ron.
No, I'm just saying to us as we go forward, quite obviously, that the product has been around. The military used it. They use it for Area 54. They use it for their radiation. They've been using it all the time. Now, because we're trying to go green and we're trying to get environmental friendly all over the world, another thing about it is the product can be sold in any country, y'all, any country. At the same time, any country that uses the product can get the benefit of the $7,000, $300,000, $1 million, whatever, however you matriculate it, because it's about distribution of the funds. So when the funds come in and the product is bought over the world with X amount of people, the owner will take those profits and divvy them up amongst all of the people who are involved with using the product. Those of us that join and use the product, we will benefit financially as well. But my thing was that the fact of the matter, it can unclog your sink. It can clean up vents. It can clean up your septic tank, things of that nature. And like Norman said, it's been around for 33 years. It wasn't to the general public until now. It's going on. It's eventually going to go viral. It's going to go public. It's going to go on television and other kind of means of news. And I'm saying to people right now, when it gets to that point where it goes public and everybody named Mama is jumping on it, it might be a little more than $50 a join. It might not even have enough room for you to come in. I'm saying this is like cell phones. This is like computers. Jump on it now. Little $50 that people use to buy Dunner or sneak or buy more than that for sneakers. Here is something that's going to help your health. If you got cardiovascular problems, COVID-19 is antibacterial. So COVID-19, colds, people that got asthma need to be, children, babies need to be in a clean environment. If you got a brand new child, baby coming home, he or she should be in a clean, non-toxic environment so they don't catch asthma and all those other problems. Plus the fact that when you have children and you have bleach and Lysol and pneumonia and whatever else, Comet or whatever they call that stuff, you scrub the toilet with. If your child gets to those things, you're scared your child crawls under the sink and get those chemicals. If the child gets to TerraClean, nothing happens because it's natural. 100%.
Dr. Robinson, let me just interrupt you for a second. I know it's a wonderful product that is being sold. And, I mean, you can't be too unfair to the caller who asks if a sample could be given, because no one knows that the product has been around for 33 years since you now been introduced to the product. No, let's just give me a few minutes and I'll let you talk. But most interestingly, for Mr. Norm, I heard about your friend that went to Area 51. That really struck a chord with me. I would like, if you would like to come on the show one time, because it always interests me as to if we have extra friends over there at Area 51. So since we have the clean and everything, you know, this seriously, if your friend would like to come on the show, I would very much like to have him. So that's what I would like to say concerning that. And concerning the TerraClean, I want to know if it is that you join with $50 and you get a product, or you join with $50 and then you buy the product at $57 for the 32 ounce.
That is correct. One price is for the platform or the matrix, the reward system, and the other price is for the TerraClean itself. But guess what? As you earn money from month to month, you will be able to afford all the TerraClean that you can ever use. And we're turning the earth green at the same time while we are resting our financial future, because that's really what it's all about, guys, is going green and then gaining financial freedom at the same time.
I'm coming just now.
Well, my thing, people, is this. I just put stuff out there. I don't need nobody to join nothing. I'm not selling nothing. I ain't trying to convince nobody for nothing. But just sit back and look. Just sit back and observe.
But Dr. Robinson, we're really grateful for you sharing.
There's a lot of people,
ways
and
of
I'm
making
one of them,
money.
Because when I grew up, 60s, 70s, there were no cell phones. When cell phones came out, when the car phone came out, they offered people participation in investing in stock. I didn't do it. Many people didn't do it. And now look where we're at right now. The cell phone is all over the place. The computer's all over the place. And they're making people who invested in $5, $10, what it was, they're making millions now. So, but my thing is this. Sit back and observe. You know, sit back and observe and look at what's going on. If that's what you feel, because I don't want to try to convince nobody. I just think the product is beautiful. The product is and I'm going to definitely be getting the product soon myself. I'm just waiting for the shipment to come over to U.S. and then somebody's going to send it to me to DR. But I'm just saying to you, and I'm going to use it because we have old saying.
Where's the product coming from? When you say it's coming to the U.S.
But I'm saying to you this. I'm saying
Dr.
to you,
Robinson,
sit back,
Dr. Robinson,
sit back and
can
look.
You please, Dr. Robinson, can you answer us as to where the product is coming from, please? We like to address the situation
for
everyone.
It's come from the United States. It's manufactured in the United States. But I'm just saying that when mines come to the United States, whatever it is, somebody will ship it over to me to where I'm at, and I'll start using it from there. But like, you know, people can sit back and look and watch, but that's what people do.
I know.
And when it hits commercial, what state is manufactured in, Norman?
California. The manufacturing plant is in California. And by the way, Dr. Robinson, we're getting ready to be on television, and we also are in negotiations right now with QVC, the Home Shopping Network, to put TerraClean out all over the world.
Well, that's all I was saying. All I was saying is it's a good opportunity to raise funds as well. If persons get $70,000, they want to. You know, give a donation to their favorite church or their favorite nonprofit or what organizations they have or whatever they want to do with it. You know, you want to give it to EWF, whoever you want to support. But at the same token, the product is good. I'm just saying, here's a product that has all good potential and principles. It has a good environmental thing. It's good for your body. It's good for the environment. It's healthy. Plus,
the financial
benefit as well. I just don't want to. I didn't want to try to sell people on the financial benefit, but
yeah,
the financial benefit. But if people want to sit back and look and observe after everybody else gets successful, that's fine.
Let me interject here for a second. We are very happy about the product, and I am happy to have that product for my personal use because I'm hearing the fact about radiation, and soon and very soon, we all need that product as far as radiation is concerned. So for that very reason, I would definitely have that product in my house for my personal use. I have not read up everything as to what the business ideas is or what, you know, I was too busy. I know you sent me something. However, I know I would invest in the product for my personal use because of what I'm hearing the product can do. But thank you, Mr. Norm, for introducing the product. We are so happy that you have introduced the product, but I expect to get a few questions because yet, since it's something very new for us, we would like to ask questions, obviously. We are not trying to down your product in any way. It's new to us. We have not known or heard that it has been around for 33 years or so on. We know it has been tried and tested after being so very long. But
I am just thinking about rapid distribution. Let me just interject if you don't mind.
Yes,
I'm thinking about rapid distribution. We have X amount of members within the organization. If at least 10 people can vouch for this item, then, and that's coming from one person who already sourced the product, then based on him distributing. That's why I said if he parts with 10 ounces, he still has 22 ounces for himself. So that's 22 gallons. But at least 10 other people will be able to try the product. And at that point, it will spread like wildfire, because you will find that instead of just one person being able to talk about it, simultaneously you have 10 people who could talk about it. And those 10 people can even share half gallons to other friends of theirs. So immediately you're talking about 20 people who would have tried your product within a week. And like I said, it's not that they can't or shouldn't reimburse you the $2 per ounce, which is the average price it is. I think that it's only fair. But at the same time, I'm talking about if something is this good, I am thinking of ways to rapidly distribute this product.
And it's already millions of people already using it. It's already been used by millions of people. I'm just saying that I sent the advertisement out to you, not to everybody. I text message the link. I sent you all the link, www.shop, S-H-O-P, Terra, T-E-R-R-A, clean, K-L-E-E-N.com. www.shop, S-H-O-P, Terra, T-E-R-R-A, clean, K-L-E-E-N.com. Go to the website and look at what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I said, like, I can't ask Norman to go, you know, send stuff out to everybody, but I could do it myself. I mean, when I get back, you know, I don't mind sharing the product with people as well. Just give them a free bottle or whatever they want. That's no problem. But I'm saying, in the meantime, between time, when this thing hits internationally, television, radio, news reports, it's going to go viral and it's going to be more hard.
I'll make every effort to research it prior to, as soon as possible.
Yeah, I put everything out to everybody. I just want to say very quickly, I never do anything without getting information first, because I'm not trying to convince nobody. I just figure it's a good product. But I sent out, and then you got the website. We just gave the website, you know, shopterraclean.com. Go there and look at the website. You know, go Google it. Google the product. You can Google the product and get all kinds of information. But I'm just saying to people, time is of essence, because as soon as they hit, maybe this month, next month, television, radio is going to go viral. It's going to be a different party. It's going to be very, very different from what we're dealing with now. So I'm just really putting it out there for people to see. He who have ears to hear, he who have eyes to see, that's up to y'all. But as far as the product itself, as far as what I've been studying and read and all the millions of people that's using it now, it's a good product, you know. But you have to go look for yourself. And information is in your text message. Everybody that knows me that's on this line, look in your text messages. I text everybody the website and the information.
I don't think that your credibility is in question, Dr. Robinson. Continuously inundated with different ads for different products across the spectrum, and because a variety of things are coming to our into our purview, it means therefore that we have become just maybe a little skeptic in rushing out to purchase something. And hence the reason I said, if somebody has confidence in their product, one of the things they do, they either send samples up, or sometimes they give you a guarantee money back, stuff like that. But seeing that you already made the investment.
It's a international product. I don't own it. Norman don't own it. We just representing the product itself. But like I said, if I put the information out there for anybody to go check it out. If they didn't check it out, that's not my problem. But I'm just bringing the information to people, you know.
No, we're not saying that it's your problem, Dr. Robinson.
No, no, no. I'm saying,
I think we're taking up a lot of time on Sister Faye's show advertising a product.
No, no, no. I hate feeling. Let me say something. Let me say this. People, you don't have to buy nothing. Nobody put a gun in nobody's head. Nobody in nobody's pocketbook. You look at the information. That's the main thing I always do. I send information out before I get anybody to come on any show to talk about anything, because it's individual responsibility to do your due diligence. I'm just saying, I sent the information out. Apparently, people didn't go look and check it out, whatever. So now I'll go check it out. And if I get back to the U.S. and when I get the product and a person wants samples, I'm fine. Me personally, I'm fine with that. But I can't ask Norman to do it because
Dr. Robinson, this has been a wonderful stretch for us on this product. TerraClean, I'm sure, is a wonderful product. It has vouched for 33 years. It's still around, which means it has to be good standing since it's around for such a long time. And I'm happy that when you get your product, you'll be very happy to share with us a little bit of this 1 ounce that we can just try for ourselves, since we are so cheap, Dr. Robinson, that we just don't want to just purchase it right away. So with that said, you know, let's move on for the Sadie Sunday. We are going to purchase this product any which way. We thank you very much, Mr. Norm, for coming on and sharing with us. I'm definitely going to buy it, as I said, for the sake of that radiation sake. But as we move on, we keep moving on for this time's sake. We have swayed now into the cleaning spectrum, and we are just trying to get out of it, but we thank you very much for sharing with us, and we will, in fact, make a purchase. So, this is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated coming to you live in the live with Sadie Sundays. It's your Sundays too. And we have been discussing, for the top of the hour, we discussed things about the trucks that bring in food into New York by Monday. We will see it at just tomorrow. We talk about that Super Bowl and what it brings or does not bring to us, and the kind of history about it. But here we are gathering ourselves, family, you know, we talk different things. So, Queen, you're on. What's happening? Sister Rebecca, are you still on? Okay, maybe she's a little off.
While you were speaking, I was just doing my research on TerraClean. I noticed it in Covington, Georgia. I'm in Canada, and how can marketing, is it available in Canada?
It's available all over the world.
Just register online at the www.shop Terra TERRA clean is KLEEN.com. You need a referral number, and the referral number you put on the top is TK Timmy Kevin 441.
I'll send a message over.
I'm going to say this to everybody. If you get this product and you're not satisfied, DSNR Consultants LLC, my company, will reimburse you. No problem. If anybody will get on, they'll get a little $50, and they're all upset, or $50 plus $57, $107. If it doesn't do what it says, I will reimburse everyone. That's my word to God. So it is, because I know the product is good, and I know you're going to be satisfied.
That's wonderful conviction, Dr. Robinson.
Okay.
That's wonderful. You all hear it here first. If you put out $107, you're free to know that Dr. Robinson got your back. But since it's such a wonderful product, you'll have no complaint. So at this time, Ms. Theodore, I'm thinking that you yourself can reach it in Canada.
I don't want to embarrass myself to tell all you how much thing I buy and from Amway products go up the line that sitting there, and I'm feeling embarrassed to even ask back for my money. So when I heard, like you said, the radiation cleanser, That really was the most intriguing part for me. And I was like, okay, you know what? When his comes, let me just try a cap and see, 1 gallon full, and see how it fares. That was my reasoning, because I know Dr. Robinson very well.
No. Listen. I don't have a problem. If I was in the U.S. and I had the product, I would give you how much you want. That's what I'm saying. If I was available, I can't ask Norman to do it because Norman's in another state. But I'm saying if I was in U.S. in Connecticut, I would bring a bottle to you or give you a bottle. It's no problem. But that still could be done. It still could be done because I have to leave here. Eventually, my visa expires. But anyway, it still can be done. Eventually, I will get it, and I can give it. And that's another thing, okay? Anybody who wants samples can call me, okay, 518-866-7605, and I'll get samples to you as much as I can, all right? So we can do that as well.
Dr. Robinson, all I'm interested in is how I can market the product. I have been doing research. I know what TerraClean is all about. I know
you're going to get a website.
I have been to the website. I have been taking all the information.
No. What he's saying is that you're going to get your own website. You're going to get your own website that you can distribute. You're going to get a text advertisement that you can text to people. You can send to their email addresses. You can do it on social media. I have done. These are the things I have done. I have text message advertisements from the company. I have sent it to people's email addresses. I have went on my social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, which is X, whatever. I went on Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, and I put out my advertisement. You will get an ID number. My ID number is TK. We all have ID numbers because we can all participate in the financial part of it. So my if people want to join up under me, my referral code is T like Tom, K like Kevin, 441. So you go on shopterraclean.com, you look at my website, you see all the nice things that are there, and then you learn. But if you're ready to join, you join up on the website, and then you'll get your own website where you can send people all over the world. This is sold in all countries. You can send the website to the people wherever you want them to get the information, and they can go from there. That's how you do that.
Dr. Robinson, I would also like to say that I do a call Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central, 11 Mountain Time, and 10 a.m. on the Pacific Coast. I do it every single day so people can learn about and market, help to market their TerraClean all over the world just by listening in for free on my conference call every day. And I'd like to give you my personal number, even though I work for Dr. Robinson. I represent him on his radio station, and I would do the same for you, for your people coming to your lane. So let me give you my number. My name is Norman. I'm in Georgia, and I'd like to give you my number is 912-655-7808. One more time, Norman, and my number is 912-655-7808. You can call me anytime you would like. I'm available to help you to build your business all over the world. Remember, we will go green. The earth is already in go green mode, and we will go green with a product where you won't need anything else ever. Nothing. Bug spray, no. You don't need none of that. Degreaser, no. Opening your drain, no. And let me tell you the power of TerraClean, because it needs no introduction. TerraClean needs no approval. We already got the approval of the Environmental Protection Agency, OSHA, the NSF, and guess what, the USDA. And 1 gallon of, you know how grease traps in restaurants, they got to have them pumped out every so often. Well, let me tell you, you can treat with a gallon of TerraClean, it comes in gallons as well, you can take and pour it down a drain, and it will treat 22,000 gallons and turn oil and grease into soap and flush it down the system like a truck has never been there. We don't need to spend our money on trucks pumping it out. We have been tried and proven. And we are going to move forward with this product because the whole world is waiting on us. Now, whether you position yourself at the beginning or in the middle or after hundreds of thousands of people have come in, wherever you position yourself is where you can either be in front of people or behind. But somebody through our reward system is going to make available enough money to do everything around the world, paying each person at least $360,000 a year or a month or however long it takes for you to go through the system. But I'm here to help. Guys, you're going to have people that's going to make millions of dollars because they are talking to their friends and their families about TerraClean. And let me give you the number to the call. The number to the call is 206-636-0222. 206-636-0222. One more time. 206-636-0222. You can call that every day, 1 Eastern, 12 Central. And the beat goes on and on, guys. I'm here to help you build your business. But TerraClean needs no introduction. We got all kinds of people that are using TerraClean. I mean, people that clean up the oceans, cleaning up the soil, and cleaning up the air, because TerraClean does it all. Thank you so much.
Oof.
And I am available to do a call for you guys. If you want me to do a call or be on your next show or whatever you want me to be, I will be there for you guys. Okay? Thank you so much.
Sadie? Sadie, are you there? Sadie? I don't know if we lost her.
Can you open my phone, please?
Oh, okay. Here you are.
Dr. Robinson, can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, thank you for opening my phone. I had to come off because someone is requesting 929-594. Could you please open the phone of that caller, please?
Okay, 929. What is the number now? Say it again.
929-594. The caller requests the phone to be opened,
okay.
Please.
All right, hold on 1 minute. 1 minute. Let me see here. You're gonna have to they're gonna have to call back in. I don't see them on the board.
All right. I'll stop the call. I'll send the call back in.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All
okay.
Right, so let me
count. Got him.
You got
hello.
594.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hello?
You're on. We're hearing loud and clear.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ron Robinson, for letting me get on the show. I mean, I told you I was calling. I want to say, yes, we need to start getting our food pantries together and doing what we need to do. I want to say thank you for giving out this information about the TerraClean. Hello?
Yes, we are hearing you. Go ahead.
All right. But also, we have had so many people come on
discussing about making money and telling us what products are available. And then sometimes people will come and disappear. But I'm thankful that Ron wants to be responsible and give people back their money if they're not happy. But I don't think you need to go through that if the product is that good. They'll know as soon as they invest. If they buy the product on their own, they'll see.
Oh, yeah.
And is somebody driving or something?
Yeah, please.
Okay, thank you. So all I'm saying is, you know, if one or two or three of us buy the product and give out samples, it'll be a great thing. The gentleman is talking about it's going to be on infomercials. So that's another way of doing things. And plus, we got each other, and we need to do fundraising like ASAP because, as the brother said, we are being bombarded with foreign soldiers. And those things, we need to start getting our people together and getting them prepared for. We need to start really communicating with each other on the food bank, what's available and what's not. There's land upstate that I'm looking at to start farming on. They're giving grants out for farming, so I would like for us to get involved with that. And we can do our own underground food bank. What I mean by that, we have someone build us an underground food bank, where, you know, it's just locked and it's a secure area. Mostly everybody is doing these things and it's out of survival. And upstate has already been doing these things like 10, 15 years ahead of time. So it's going to be kind of difficult to get people in motion, but I hope we can.
Sadie, I want to, if she's finished, get your co-host, the original co-host, in here as well. Give him time, you know, give him a little time to say something.
And
okay.
You said your number has changed, Ron, is 518. What was the rest of it?
866-7605.
7605. Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Sadie, because it was very difficult getting in on your line. And I know I don't call that often, but it was very interesting and very motivating. And I think it's time that everybody gets together and decide what program is good for them and how we're going to do our fundraising and build our own financial thing, because reparation is never going to be here. You're never going to have it. I feel bad for people flying all over Washington trying to look for it. It's not going to happen. This country and England is so in debt, people are moving to Africa so they can feel better. So I pray that everybody finds something that they can do financially, because we used to have villages. We used to have stores. We don't have that no more. We used to have neighborhoods and communities. And we was able to talk to each other without being personal with each other. The closer we get to the ending of all this madness, the more we start jumping on each other. And we should start loving each other and motivating each other. So I hope we come to that. And I know that Ron is under stress. And I know Sister Sadie is under stress. But
Sister Karen, that's not happening. As long as I have you in my life, I'll be all right. But
we
gotta
hold on to Jesus.
I'm happy you came on tonight so I can hear your wonderful words of expertise. And usually, you know, you hit it from where nobody wants to hear it. That's why, you know, we like you on the show, because seriously, we have to start putting some food together under the umbrella of EWF in some kind of secret location. But yes, we have to address that soon and very soon, and we have to always bring it on the show to let people be aware of how we are thinking. And that's the right
yes.
thing, my sister, and I thank you for sharing that info.
In apartments, listen, they're moving us out of our apartments, and we need to pull together as a people. You know, they're using the migrants as a front, but this has been a plan that they've been doing for the longest, and I've been telling y'all about it. We have to start helping our people get housing. If we don't do nothing but re-renovate trailers, you know, it's like this shouldn't be happening that all the black people of this country and foreign and Puerto Ricans and everybody else who's American should be sleeping on the street, and those who are new are getting new apartments. It's breaking my heart, so it's making me very humble. And I'm just asking that if there's anybody that needs a job, or if this TerraClean is a way to open up doors, or if we could just help somebody start their own business, it's time for us not to be egotistical or have any issues with each other. It's time for us to start really helping each other. Our kids are snatching things out the stores, and these people are not affected. They don't care. I saw malls that we could convert into housing that are empty. We got malls, million-dollar malls that are empty we could convert into housing. And people are, you know, just not converting anything. So I'm just hoping and praying all of us, Robinson, you, all the sisters of the Ethiopian Federation, the Black Billionaire Club, you know, come together as one and not challenge each other and really start doing, because the only one that's really been sacrificed for us is Jesus. And I can't throw a stone, and I'm not trying to. I just want my generation, my sons to survive and their grandkids to survive, even if I'm not here. I'd rather God take me than to take them. So I want to make things prepared. I want y'all to come upstate and see the land that I'm talking about. I send you information, Dr. Robinson. I don't know if Dr. Winborn is okay. I know that great thing.
Matter of fact, Dr. Winborn is on the line. Let's give him a nice great hand. The man, I would say nice things about
you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Where you been?
Dr. W. Winborn, the great man, the creator of Neo Nation, the president of the
World
Federation.
Put him on.
The great businessman himself that created all this stuff, made this happen. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome him to the studio, which is
Put him on.
Where you been? We miss you.
Oh, man. Well, I've missed y'all, too.
Well, welcome to the City Sunday Show.
It is always a pleasure to try to get in. I got in on last week a little bit. I'm here today a little bit in and out. But I'm here listening as much as possible. It's good to hear everybody's voice. Carolyn, good to hear your voice. Dr. Robinson.
When you coming home? When you coming home?
I hope. So we are just listening to everything. Was listening to the gentleman a little bit before I had to leave. I wanted to come back on and just, you know, just to participate as much as I can. I will say this: from what I did here, I couldn't endorse and or piggyback off of what Sister Carolyn was just saying about the situation that we're in as a people, and how we're being attacked and have been attacked and continue to be attacked.
Yeah.
For us to start doing something, take some type of action, some type of preventative action. You know,
yes.
What we need to start doing, again, you know, you always say we talk about collective economics, but there's more ways to work in collective economics than just us piling our money in pools of pots. And we can also practice collective economics by where we're not spending our money. You know, we ought to have days where we all decide as a people we're not going to spend a dime in the fast food. We ought to have days where we say we're not going to spend a dime on public transportation, and we're going to put that money back in that community. So there's a lot of things that we could do that we have not done, we have not explored, we have not, you know, participated in, but now is the time to do it. We have no choice. We must do it.
Yes. Yes.
We must do it in order to self-determine. Because ain't nobody giving us nothing. It's just a ain't going to be no reparations. When we get reparations, because we're going to find a way to repair ourselves. Because
Amen.
We're not going to give reparations, because reparations simply means to repair the nation. The last
Amen.
Thing that they want is to repair the black nation. That is not going to happen. That is the ultimate threat. So get that out of your movement. If you were going to get it, they would have gave it already. They'll talk about having meetings. They'll talk about having meetings about getting reparations. They'll talk about putting together caucuses, but they ain't doing nothing. And so to make
you ain't
going to
get this money.
It's a big holiday and call it Juneteenth. And now we all supposed to be happy because some of us realized even after slavery was over, we were still enslaved. So we're celebrating that now? We need to wake up. And realize where we are, realize what's going on and what we have to do. Stop playing silly games. Stop fighting each other.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, those that are in authority see us all as one. We see ourselves separately. We see ourselves as Jamaican, as Haitian, African-American, as Brazilian, as this, that, and other. That's how we see ourselves, but they don't see us like that. They see all of us as one thing. And until we get to for who we are as that one thing and get rid of all those other lines, we're never going to get to where we need to get, because we're going to be too busy engaged in internal racism.
Mm-hmm.
Racism,
and that means they did their job. That means they did their job.
Oh,
if they can get us separated.
They've done their job. They've been
Yes, they have.
They've been brilliant at separating us, causing us to be divisive, and causing us to look at each other cross-eyed, and causing us to believe the lies that they told on us. We believe it.
Amen.
We believe the lies that they told about us. We believe it about our own self. That's how brilliant they have been at dividing us. You know, you think about Africa and how divided and broken up it is, and have all those different countries that they have. And then think about it was not one black person, not one African at the table when those white Europeans came together and made up all of these different countries. It's the art of divide and conquer. And we fall for it all the time. Hook, line, and sinker. 2004, we're still falling for it.
We got a president with Pampers.
This house, we got those that's in Master's house, and we still got those that's in the field.
Amen.
Anyway, that's what I got to tell you. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful program.
Well, I missed you.
Well,
where
you been? You know, it's on Sundays. We take this time to have the love fest. So here we are having Queen Caroline telling you how much she missed you. So you better have a present for her when you see her, you know, because that's how we do that.
No, God let him live. God let him live and speak truth. You were speaking truth. That's all the truth I need. I mean, that's enough to keep me motivated. Now, I know what I got to do. But I'm just asking you all to do it with me. Let's come together as a people. Stop arguing. Let's go get this farmland and get us some food and start building up our stuff and start teaching our kids technology, you know, so they could build that couch, you know, and build those chairs and know how to rebuild their house and know what plumbing is. Because, listen, the white men feel they done raised us and they done gave us life. I mean, they even feel like they Jesus. That's not what's happening for us. We're the original people.
Well, we're on point with the land, Carolyn. I'm definitely supporting you with that, you know. What I would suggest we do, and you know, Carolyn, just because you are there, sister, I'm going to make sure over the summer we have an excursion to that land. I'm going to organize a bus trip. Sister Ola BC, are you there with me?
I'll pay for you to go with me, and we ride up there just for a weekend. You could walk around with me and see it.
I am thinking of bringing a whole lot of the girls over. We can have a really good weekend. I'm thinking of the woman that's going to be having a little trip of relaxation for a weekend. We can pick some fruit and everything.
The thing is with this TerraClean, I have immigrants that need to work, and I'm putting them to work with this TerraClean, and there's every restaurant on the planet we gonna hit, and I'm hoping they advertise it, and that's going to be, I'm asking in the name of Jesus to let this be the money and the gold that we looking for, because I'm going to let people know, you ain't going to get no money from the white man. You better come with us and stay black.
No, well... Well, I will give you the right one for it, but I'm just saying on a serious note, I would like to you to give us more information concerning the farm and the land, and I'm going to organize a bus trip with some of the women from the Women Auxiliary and a few interesting people as well who wish to come along, and this is going to happen for the summer, so definitely we are taking a bus trip over there. Expect 20 women or so. I'm definitely sure I can have them. And
yes, ma'am.
It will be a wonderful evening. So, Carolyn, definitely continue that line.
We're
going to
stay in touch.
Trip.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, definitely.
Thank you so much.
So we'll talk a little further on it, and we're going to talk about it. So for the record, people, you know, it's Trady Sundays. We are having a bus trip sometime in July to this land that Carolyn showed us. And the women, we love the land. We're going to have our sneakers. We're going to be in our short pants. We're going to hang out. We're going to pick some fruit. I'm telling you, people, no pictures.
Yes.
No paparazzi.
Yes.
No paparazzi.
Yes.
When I'm coming outside. But all the same, on a serious note, definitely we're going to do it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, my dear. It's been quite an interesting evening. We have a big family evening on, and I'm telling you, Mr. Norman, you came on with talking about your product, and definitely concerning radiation, I am definitely interested in that product, and I'm thinking of another way that we can use this information so that we can raise money and have money, because this is a part of what we are all about. Our agenda is money, because there's so much things to build, so much things to do. And as a people, for the things that we need to do, money is a defense. So having such an opportunity, Mr. Norman, of which we thank you so gratefully for coming, giving your time and sharing with us this information, you know, forgive us for the questions we may ask for how it may sound, but you have to understand as well that many will have come on this show and other shows, or we have seen things along, and we have been fooled by it. So we are here. We are sharp as tacks over here on Sadie Sundays because, you know, after all, we look at the 7 o'clock news. So we pay attention. So when we ask questions, it's not, you know, to dissuade you in any way or to make you think that we are a difficult bunch over here.
No, I don't receive it like that, sister. I don't receive it like that. You guys are all one big family, and I'm here every day at 1 p.m. Eastern to take care of you guys.
Amen.
Wonderful. Well, we starting to feel better already. We feeling that we are around the campfire, and now we can just dance and sing, and we can have a kumbaya. So we all in love, and that's what we do on Sadie Sunday. We fall in love. We fall in love for many reasons.
Yes.
But as we know it, we are so thankful for all the information and so grateful. My dear sister as well, Rebecca, you came on, and you were able to fill us with your information, and of course, always wonderful to have good vibes with the sisters on as well. Are
Thank
you still
you
with us?
Me.
Yes. Well, you know, we have a few minutes to run into the camp, but we just want to reflect on the things we talk about. And of course, you seem very much interested in this product. And would it be cleaning your swimming pool, Miss Rebecca?
Well, I am looking at the pet stores around here because
in my neighborhood, everybody have a pet store, and they were asking me about cleaning stuff. So when I saw it, it piqued my attention. Also, institutions, hospitals, you know, I think there are a lot of people in my neighborhood here and my neck of the woods who would be very much interested in getting this cleaning product going. And for me, it's really into the, I'm marketing the product 100% here in Canada and getting it into the hands of these people who asked me about, if they were even talking about gravity, how they could take gravity off, because we live in the suburbs. And until recently, we had some youths who came and painted Free Palestine, you know, on our walls, you know, and we were thinking of, you know, what could get that off? Somebody was saying to me, try Mr. Clean, try this, try that. So as he mentioned the word TerraClean, I went immediately and did my research while I was speaking, and I got a body of evidence and information on TerraClean. I even sent a contact. I went on the website as I was directed, and I sent, I filled out the contact us. I told them I'm a journalist. I would very much want to start marketing this product, writing about the product, because at the end of the day, information sells, and once people get to understand the power of the product, it sells itself, right? And there are so many marketing ventures
that
we could use. We could use this on Shark Tank. We have here in Canada, we have the Lion's Den. We have the Snake Pit. I mean, these are places where this is all marketable. And once, as an international journalist, you put it in the press and it goes, people will, you know, they'll be calling me. And then I would be able to say, well, okay, I just heard about it. But product knowledge is what really sells. And as I said, I would just want to get, I've been on the website, and I intend to further reread the website again and to get all the information. And I'll be calling Norman himself and, you know, to link up further on how I could further market this product to a wider audience.
Okay, thank you. You know, so many, every one of you guys would get a website that you can market TerraClean, and you would get credit all over the world. And I want you guys to remember one thing, is to make sure and get back with the person that is responsible for you being here. Let's use TerraClean, because when you really think about it, it's one of the biggest fundraisers, not only for yourself, but every institution on the planet. They all use cleaners of one type or another. And I want to thank you, Reverend Ron, for bringing me on this show, having me to meet certain people. God, you feel free to call me, but I'm telling you, we are going to go green with TerraClean.
Wonderful, wonderful, Mr. Norman, wonderful. We are moving quickly to the top of the hour, but we had such a wonderful show this evening. So many people to thank this evening for coming on. So much information, so much things we have learned. And, of course, the president himself came on, Dr. Robinson. That's the guy, the wonderful gentleman who had the foresight and seeing that Sadie can talk for 2 hours. My God, it's been a wonderful evening. Of course, it's my show, your show, and family. We thank you so much. Join us again on Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., same number, same time. Wonderful questions, wonderful answers, and, of course, our guests. This, is, of course, is Sadie Gomez for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 2016. Good night.
Good night, Sadie.
Good night, Sadie.